Okay, so we are up to Kuf Nesim and Kuf Nun Tes. We're talking about Shiva Nikiyim. Sif Zayin. Kol B'dikas Elu, all these B'dikas, Beim Hefsek Tara, Beim Shivas Yimei Nikiyim, whether it's Hefsek Tara or the 7 clean days. Tzion Aliyahs Bebeged Pishton Lavan Yashan. It needs to be with a white Pishton, literally means linen, right? That's used. Yasha means it's old, meaning it shouldn't be something that's fresh. All right? Because when it's new, it can irritate. Or with cotton. Or with cotton. Or with naki or with wool that's white and it's thin and soft. And she has to put it with in deep lacharim stockim into cracks and crevices. All right. Now how deep does it have to be? It's got to be at least the first two knuckles for sure. Really, it should go as far as possible. Yeah. The Lecharin's not going to, and then she's got to move it around. You can't just put it in and pull out. That's not good. Ad makom shashamash dash, until the shamash, till the man's aver, as far as that gets during intimacy. And you have to look to see if there's anything red on it. If she can't get it so deep, she should at least check what she can. But she should make sure at least one bedika, meaning besides what I have siktara, should at least be as far as possible. You have to teach the women how to do bedikas because many don't know. But single girls that are checking for the first time before their wedding, you have to gamkein. I'm sure they should go as far as they can, but most kallahs can't go that far, so they could just do whatever it is that they can do. Ches, you have to check the bedikah cloth to the light of the day and not to the candle. And there are those that are machmir filu b'di'evad, im b'di'evad. If it shouldn't be at least bedikah achas b'yom rishon, a bedikah on yom rishon, a bedikah achas b'yom shvi, and one on the 7th day, la'arayoyim, to the light of the day. Meaning, but nowadays that we have. You know, artificial lights. So the question is, bathroom lights, you know, regular incandescent bulbs actually make the bedikah cloth look redder. Fluorescent light makes them look less red. Rabbi Avadah Yosef says that you should mix a fluorescent light with an incandescent light, and then you have a good mixture. Tesa matzah kesem may siras nakiyim. If she can't finds a kesem, a stain, or even if she sees actual blood, yichalal lafsik tar v'lulu shavlanim gam biyom zeh. She could do Hefsek Tara right then and there on that day. Kol shepaska kodem ben hashmashos, as long as she does it before ben hashmashos. Meaning you don't have to wait 5 days again. There's only 1 5-day waiting cycle per waiting period per cycle. And the next day she counts the Shiva Nikiyim from scratch. If a kala sees the blood before she gets married, then the wedding is going to come out before the mikvah. So then, they don't want to push off the wedding. Then she can do the hafsik tara right away. For ben hashmashos, and then count the next day shiva nikiyim. So that she should be able to go to the mikvah before the chuppah. That's better than neither. Meaning the reason is because really what you need is 5 days of Isser, that the couple can't be together before she does the Hefsek Tara. So they're not married, so why does she have to wait the 5 days? So we want l'chatchila anyways to wait the 5 days. You shouldn't differentiate. But if it's a Shas HaTchak, so then it's a Shas HaTchak. So then we can be makel not to wait the 5 days. Okay, Hilchas Chafsim and Kuf Samach, Hilchas Chafifa. Chafifa literally means scrubbing, and that's mikvah preparation. Uboi, Vav Seifim, there's 6 Seifim there. So, Yom HaShvi, Aleph, Yom HaShvi, on the 7th day, Ba'od Yom Kodem Ben HaShmashos, when it's still day and it's before Ben HaShmashos, Tirchetz B'cham and Kol Gufa Heitev, she should wash her body very well in hot water, and specifically where there's folds in the skin, in the hidden parts of the body, let's say the mouth and the ears and the nose, she has to wash them well. And she should check her body, whatever she could see, and to feel with her hands all over. There should be no chatzitza left on her. Any dirt, and also she scrubs, and she should comb with a masrik, all her hair, and she should take out the knots, says they shouldn't be touching, and they shouldn't, meaning they shouldn't be stuck together, and they shouldn't be in a knot. All right. And you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to comb the hair when it's wet. That's called chafifa. She needs to be busy with chafifa till it gets dark. She should be toiled immediately after the chafifa. But that's okay. Lechatchila, tzricha liyos chafifa samach l'tfila. Lechatchila, the chafifa should be close to the tfila. You also want to do some of it during the day because you don't want to be rushed. Okay, now minig hakosher, the best thing to do. She should start the chafifa when it's still day and go until night. When you're doing the chafifa by the hair, shouldn't be something that that's going to get the hairs tangled up. But meaning, don't put something that may tangle the hair. So, but soap that we have with the minigas that we make, it actually cleans it and it doesn't make the hair tangly. There are those that say not to use conditioner because it leaves like a residue. But bottom line is a lot of times it helps get the knots out better. So you have to know the situation. In a place where there's no merchatz in the Beis HaTfila, she's doing the prep in the house. And then she's going to the mikvah. She should bring a comb with her. She should comb her hair again one more time. Right? Meaning it sounds like from the kids, it's best to do the mikvah prep in the mikvah. A lot of women don't like to do that. So the thing is, so they ask, well, I'm going to go straight from my house, from a bath, straight to the mikvah. Do I have to take a shower again in the mikvah? So the answer is really, I mean, you could say no, but the hair has time to get tangled. And also get lint from the clothing onto the body. So it's best that it should rinse and quickly comb the hair again. Right? She can't do the chafifa during the day, meaning she's busy all day. She can do it at night. She should do it properly, but late tomorrow, she should not do it quickly because, you know, once you start to prep, let's say a woman starts to prep now. So she's going to rush because she wants to get home already. And she's tired. All right. So the Shach says, if you're doing all prep at night, you need to do for an hour. And the same thing, if she can't do it at night, then she can do it all during the day. Let's say somebody has a chasana. So they're going to go to the mikveh after the chasana. So they can do the bath and all that earlier in the day. And then they'll, as long as they shower before the mikveh, and they can even put on some makeup, they just got to make sure they take it off properly. Hey, chal tefilas b'leil Shabbos, tasa chafifa b'yoyim. If the tefillah falls out on Friday night, then the chafifa obviously has to be done during the day. You got to make sure you finish all prep before shkia. Because you can come to Chilul Shabbos by untangling the hair and those type of things. Most of the mikvahs have goyim on call there in case a woman can't get a knot out of the hair, etc., etc. How are you going to light neiros and go to the mikvah? So imefsha, the best thing to do is shetelech lebeisa la'achar hachafifa. You should go to the mikvah, do the prep, go home. Or do the prep at home. After she does the prep, She should light the neres v'achakach titbol, and then she should be toivel v'imi yavshur yad l'kabal. And if she can't do it, then the husband should light candles that week. All right. V'im gam zoysi yavshur tadak u'tvarach al neres b'ayda yom gadol. If she can't do that, then she should light when it's still day, meaning after plag. V'soymer kodem adlokah she'ena mekabel ha'shabbos v'adlokah zoys, and she should say, before the adlokah, she's not being mekabel Shabbos. Ki b'mokam atzorach mahani tonight, because mokam atzorach, she needs to help tonight. Aba masha, it helps. Tonight helps by her. So she'll, again, she's lighting the candles. She's not being mekabel Shabbos till later. Aba masha k'tzas noyegas levarach achar tefila al neiras dolkos. But those that some people make a bracha on the tefila, on meaning after the tefila, they come home and they make a bracha on the neiras tzrichon levatol. You can't do that. Because that's a bracha levatola, because you're making it much, much later. Right? Okay. And that's it. And everybody should have a fine night. I don't know. We got a couple more days of Nida, and then we're on to next subject. All right. Fine. Tigers on everybody.